Muy buenas tardes, un saludo al misionero Miguel Lemúdez Marín y a todos los ministros, hermanos y hermanas.
Good afternoon. Greetings to missionary Miguel Bermúdez Marín and to all the ministers and brothers and sisters who are connected through the Amazonas satellite and the Eutelsat 8 satellite today, Friday, November 7 of this year, 2025. Our subject is Identifying the End of Time. This was the Bible study that he preached on July 10 of 2016 in Ciudad Guatemala, Guatemala. Last Friday, we were watching the introduction, which was on Friday, July 8 of 2016. And today we will be watching the Sunday Bible study under the same subject, Identifying the End of Time. For this reason, let's read a portion of the scripture in the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 16, verse 1 and on, where it tells us, the Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, ye say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed, identifying the end of time. You may please be seated if you're so kind. It tells us in the message, the only food for the sheep, which was preached on February 12 of 1999 in Ecuador, it tells us. And now, if Reverend William Branham, or if Brother Branham, when the angel told him that he would travel the world, he would even pray for kings, they laughed at him because he was a humble man. What will it be like now, saying that the world will be shaken by the message of the gospel of the kingdom under that manifestation of the Spirit of God, that manifestation that was promised for this end time? Now, notice, if they laughed back then, they mocked him too. How much more at this time? And there are some who have also said, well, this guy doesn't even know where he's going, as they said in the time of Moses. Look, we've been going in circles, and he doesn't know how to guide us. But notice, it is not about what Moses, the veil of flesh, seems to be like. He seems like he didn't know what he was doing. And that's the thing, that many stumble over the veil of flesh. They think that because they are and they've been in the message for some time or for years, or because they have years of experience, well, to them that is greater than what that man is, whom they believe that is the man sent by God, they think that they are better than him. What happened with Dathan, Abiram, and Korah, and Aaron himself, and Miriam herself, notice, they started going over Moses. But they have to be aware that it's not the man, it is the one who is in the man. And even if he does things that make him seem as if though he doesn't know what he's doing, and that is where many stumble, and that we must have it very clear to us. And we shouldn't try to bypass the instrument, the veil of flesh, the messenger, in whom God is carrying out his work at this end time. That is what happened in other times as well. Now, it goes on to say, that will be so, because it is a manifestation in adoption. It's under the adoption of a ministry. Now, remember that the adoption of a ministry, of the ministry that the instrument has, is one thing, and the adoption of the instrument is another thing, and the transformation of the instrument is yet another thing. It's under the adoption of a ministry, of the ministry of the angel of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that the adoption of all the sons and daughters of God may come. He told us in the book of Quotations on page 29, paragraph 245, Look, it says, I believe there's another worldwide shaking coming. These things I have told you is the truth. At the day of judgment, I'll face you yonder with the same story. In worldwide shaking, an arrow towards the right, and there a cornerstone in the ages, and the arrow towards the cornerstone. At the day of judgment, I will face you yonder with the same story, just as true as I'm standing here. Now, I'm sure you all could see what it is. It's a coming of a greater, deeper anointing of the Holy Spirit. And on top, he writes, another worldwide shaking is coming. And at the bottom there, on that page 29 there, at that paragraph at the bottom, he writes, the anointing. And also, look in the on this page 29, on paragraph 249, it says, I believe that the Church of the Living God is moving into a sphere now that's going to shake the whole world. Here in 29 below, he writes, the worldwide shaking. Oh, it's going to come to pass pretty soon. I'm looking for it to happen in this meeting. I'm wanting it to happen now, because he desired that third pull in its final manifestation, for him to be the instrument, and he desired. Look, he desired to go to Israel to convert the Hebrew people. He desired the fulfillment of the tenth vision. He tried to figure out how to do it, the way to do it. He even said as well, I will bring my wife there into the little room. I will bring in her or two women, he says, to see what happens. Now, it says, I'm wanting it to happen now, that the anointing will strike the whole Church of the Living God and she'll rise to her feet like a mighty marching army. The sick will be healed by a word. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will be raised up, and the power of God will shake the world with the Church of the Living God. We are in the process of it now. I believe it's coming to pass. There he draws a cornerstone on the left and the ages, and above he writes, say the word. And he also writes the tenth vision, and he writes the resurrection. He goes on to say, and just remember, just as I told you about, from the discernment, taking the hand to the secrets of the heart, how them things is fulfilled every time. So has this happened just exactly the way it said, it would be. And it's just exactly with the scripture, as it was proven to you about knowing the secret of the heart, how that Jesus looked upon the multitudes and discerned, and could tell the people that touched his garment, and so forth, how that that rain, latter rain, former rain and latter would be together. And he writes below, the former rain, the latter rain. Now look, in the former rain, and in the latter rain, it's the Holy Spirit being poured out there. Now, the former rain is the preaching of the gospel of grace, which that dispensation has already been closed. Therefore, that instrument knows, is aware, when speaking of the dispensation of grace under that work of redemption that the Lord carried out in his first coming. And he knows what the latter rain is, which is the second coming of the Lord. Now, notice, the Holy Spirit is poured out in both of them. Now one asks, how? Well, look, in a writing, he wrote to us here, the former rain, a dash, the Holy Spirit being poured out. Now remember that all of that took place in the holy place. And he writes, the latter rain, the Holy Spirit being poured out. Now, where? That is, and belongs to the most holy place, which is the soul of every believer. And it is the most holy place of the spiritual temple of the Lord. Now, he goes on to say here, where we paused. Now, that's big, and it's about the mystery that the angel who accompanied our brother Branham told him not to explain anything about. So, I think I've explained enough to you. Let's leave it at that. Now, notice, in this message, modern events are modern events are made clear by the prophecy. He tells us on page 35, he says, he is here the same today as he was that day, because he is the same yesterday, today, and for an ellipsis, and revealing himself more today than he has in any other age since that day. Come through the wheat and stalk and shock. It's all past now. We are into the wheat again. See, we're back into the grain. How he made himself known to these people. Now, remember, as their Messiah, just before we close, meaning before concluding, before we close, of the promised word of the age. Notice, he appeared unto the an ellipsis as he has said he'd do to the prophets. Notice, fools and slow of heart to believe that all the prophets has wrote of him had to be fulfilled. Watch him, he refers right back to the word of God. He never come right out and told them, don't you know me? I am the Messiah that's resurrected. He never said that, see? He just give them the scripture, like John did, and the rest of them. See? They have to pick that out themselves. They have to judge for themselves. Now, don't you go to sleep. Judge for yourself. And he writes there, to understand it today in the resurrection. And he writes there in the back, the word identifies God's servants. They don't identify themselves. Now, he continues to say here where we stopped. Notice, when Brother Branham saw in the tenth vision, saw everything that was happening there, the one who was ministering wasn't Brother Branham. He saw all the miracles and all those things, but the one who was inside that little room was someone else. If it was someone else who was there, then it was the instrument that God was using at that time when he was transported and saw everything that was happening. That is, he saw an activity. Therefore, that instrument, that ministry was already being magnified. That is, he was already gradually coming in a trajectory. And if it wasn't him, then who was there? The messengers that God sent had already left. So we must search who is alive in the midst of the church bride at this end time. And who has a ministry under the tent. It's as simple as that. Now he continues to say, and the pillar of fire went to that little room, and Brother Branham was still watching from afar. But don't you worry, all the angel messengers will come afterwards as well. And let's leave that alone there, because that will be for when the adoption of the second Son of God who will be adopted takes place. Because the first one was already adopted, our beloved Lord Jesus Christ, and he is our elder brother. And if our elder brother was adopted, well, all the rest would be adopted as well. Now, notice everything that tenth vision entails, which is under the seventh seal. That tenth vision is under the mystery of the seventh seal. Therefore, only the seventh seal itself can reveal that mystery to us. Who is the one that can reveal the mystery of the seventh seal? Well, he himself, the seventh seal himself, the Lord himself in his coming. And under the fulfillment of the seventh seal is that the tenth vision will be fulfilled. See how simple everything is? It's simple. Now, remember the words, and this was in 1999. Now look, here in 2017, on August 13, he told us there, when you see that prophet messenger of the seventh seal, look, many years later, 17, 18 years later, he repeats again what he said there. There he said that only the seventh seal can reveal that mystery to us, and that under that mystery and under that fulfillment of the seventh seal is that he would fulfill that tenth vision. And now he tells us, when you see that prophet messenger of the seventh seal, you will be seeing the coming of the Lord with Moses and Elijah, fulfilling the prophecies of the third pool in the vision of the great tenth cathedral. And you will see me again there. I love you very much. God bless you. We will see him there as well, because remember that the angel and Brother Branham went down to the little room in a certain point. Therefore, he is telling us here, when that prophet messenger of the seventh seal would be fulfilling that, when the people would see that manifestation there, which would begin by bringing the word, revealing the word, it says, there you will be seeing the coming of the Lord with Moses and Elijah, because the coming of the Lord is the coming of the Son of Man with his angels. Now, he goes on to say, who will fulfill the tenth vision? The seventh seal. See? Who will fulfill the tenth vision? The seventh seal. And how will they make known to us? How will the mystery of the seventh seal be made known to us? Don't worry. The seven thunders of Revelation make known that mystery to us. And it is the voice of the mighty angel who comes down from heaven, of Christ, coming with the little book open in his hand. Now look in the message. God's gifts always find their place. He tells us there. Notice, page 16, he says, notice, when Jesus created bread, he took a piece of bread and created bread that had already been bread. When he created fish, he took a fish that was first created a fish and put another fish out of it. Is that right? He took water, which potentially would have become wine, and made wine out of it. Is that right? But we've seen him in our midst. In these last days, create things right out without anything standing there. Is that right? To create a squirrel where there is no squirrels. And he writes to the left, deity today created squirrels today. Now remember that squirrels are the word. They represent the word. Where there was no word, notice that revelation of the seven thunders is given there, where there were none. Right. Oh, he remains God. He's just as much deity today as he was then and ever was or ever will be. He is still God and challenging hearts to believe it. Greater things than this, you, an ellipsis, without anything to hold and break off of. Speak it and it will be so. And he writes there to the right, bread and fish. Notice now, we find that he identified the works that he did, identified that he was deity, showed that he was. For he said, if I don't do the works of my Father, then don't believe me. Now, this, notice here, he writes, on the back, there's a writing that he left for us, and it says, deity in the flesh, yesterday and today, the deity is identified by his works. He multiplied bread and fish yesterday, and today he created squirrels. Now, that is what the seventh seal would be carrying out at this end time, and that is where we would identify him at the end of time. He goes on to say, now, we have seen the types and figure, and we are still living at a time in which Christ is still in the throne of intercession. But he will leave very soon. And then, everything that was type and figure will become a reality. And from that point on, things will begin to change a lot in favor of all of you, and in favor of me as well, and that of the entire church of the Lord Jesus Christ. I have spoken to you like this, in detail, and carefully too, because these are the things which revolved around what God told Brother Branham not to tell anyone. That is why, from what we have heard, it's enough to be aware that we are very close to the adoption of all the sons and daughters of God, and that there will be an adopted ministry, and with that manifestation, Through that ministry, Jesus Christ, the angel of the covenant, God will shake this world like it has never been shaken before. On page 157 of the Book of Quotations, paragraph 1407, he tells us the following way here. He says, I'm only building. The hour is close at hand where you're going to see something happen, when something is going to take place. And all this background here has only been laying a foundation for a short, quick message that will shake the whole nations. Why I've been picking on women, it's just lying up here for something that you can hit it right on the head with it. And here in the paragraph, he writes on the left, the gospel of the kingdom. And above, he writes, the foundation for a short message will come and shake the nation. And also, look on page 28. It also tells us, or page 2, rather, page 2. Paragraph 8, he says, we are still on the victorious side today because we are in Christ, and the half has never been told. It's in its infancy yet. Watch it when it comes out in its great seal yonder. It'll be a time when this old world going to receive a shaking like it's never had before in all the days. The great things lay ahead. Just we cannot make them come to pass. Just wait as God shows them. And also, on page 48, there he speaks to us about this. Page 48, paragraph 4:14. He says, there's a great shaking amongst the elect, great powerful thing going on, but the world knows nothing of it, and so is the gospel today great. And the gospel is shaking like it's never shook before, but it's shaking in the remnant, that's right, fixing them ready. And I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven, and the first voice I heard was a voice of a trumpet. And there to the right, he writes, door, Christ. The voice was the same voice that walked in the seven golden candlesticks. The same voice. The voice didn't change. Now, after he showed him all that mystery of them seven golden candlesticks holding the seven stars and a white wig on and so forth and feet like brass and eyes like fire, the symbols, then he heard the same voice, watch, speaking from heaven. And there he draws a cornerstone and the ages and the arrow towards the cornerstone. And he writes, heaven. And on top he writes, a great shaking. On 49, look, he also speaks to us about this here. On paragraph 422, he says, now, don't never forget this, that God promised great shakings and great mighty works. Now, write this on your notes that you're writing, see? See? That what man calls mighty and great, God calls foolish, and what man calls foolish, God calls great. Don't forget that, see? Don't forget it. That'll help you along the years to come, because we're looking for something greater all the time, and we're receiving greater all the time, but the peoples of the world don't know it. Remember, the world is getting the hardest shake it's ever had right now, the church world. And he writes on the left upwards, the hardest shake. Now, he continues to stay here, where we had paused, in the message, the only food for the sheep. He goes on to say, Brother Branham says that if, that without even laying hands on to pray for the people, he says, now we pray for the people. At that time, there will be no praying for people. Rather, the word will be spoken. It will be commanded. It will be commanded not by praying, but by commanding. There are two different things. And you can see that on page 38 of the Book of Quotations here. It tells us, paragraph 315, he says, The whole creation is groaning, wanting for the manifestation of the sons of God, waiting to a spot where that the sickness will be, arise, and it will be that way. The blind will receive their sight, deaf and dumb. We pray for them now. But then you'll command it. Didn't say, these signs shall follow them that believe, they shall pray for the sick. He said, they shall cast out devils. Not, I will. They will. If you say to this mountain, not if I say, if you say to this mountain, be moved, don't doubt it in your heart. What we need is adoption. And he writes above the transformation. And below he writes, the adoption equals is what we need. You will mature. You will command it. I correct myself. You will command it. And on top he writes, at the top of the mountain, the manifestation of the children of God. Now, he goes on to say here, as Jesus said to the storm, Jesus didn't say when he was in the storm with his disciples in the ship, and he walked over the sea. He didn't say, Father, save them, save the disciples, or they will perish. Jesus commanded the storm. There are two occasions in which there were two storms. And notice, Jesus calmed the storm. He didn't start praying for the storm to be still. He commanded the storm, just as Reverend William Branham also showed upon being commanded by God to set the type and figure of what he will do at this end time in the adoption. Because it is at this end time that we are seeing and we are identifying the end of time. How? With the manifestation of the seventh seal, which is fulfilling everything that was promised and everything that was seen in that vision of the great 10th cathedral. Let's stand and let's leave with this message, identifying the end of time, our dear brother and friend, Dr. William Soto Santiago.